Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Mark, this week we are talking about lung cancer. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths among both men and women, and the third leading cause of cancer in the U.S. Lung cancer and lung cancer-related deaths have been increasing in epidemic proportions, largely affected by smoking. Some, but not all, studies suggest that for any level of smoking, women are at higher risk of developing cancer than are men. In the year 2013, the most recent year for which we have data, there were about 250,000 new cases of lung cancer in the U.S. and approximately 160,000 cancer-related deaths. This is far more than die of AIDS. Unfortunately, 75% of patients with lung cancer present with symptoms due to advanced local or metastatic disease, meaning they are not amenable to a cure. Now, despite advances in therapy, 5-year survival rates average only 16%. Therefore, there is a very compelling case for prevention rather than screening as the most effective strategy for reducing lung cancer in the long term. Many characteristics of lung cancer suggest that screening would be incredibly effective. Lung cancer has a high morbidity and mortality, significant prevalence. It has identified risk factors allowing you to target screening for high-risk individuals. There is a lengthy preclinical phase for some types of lung cancer, and evidence suggests that therapy is more effective when it is delivered early rather than late. The success of lung cancer screening can be assessed using various important clinical outcomes, such as cancer-related death rates, stage of detection, survival, disease-specific mortality, and overall mortality. Now, having said this, there are some important harms. While screening for lung cancer has the potential benefit to decrease morbidity and mortality, it also has some harms, including the detection of abnormalities that are not cancer but require further evaluation, most of which will be benign nodules, radiation exposure, prolonged follow-up of nodules, often lasting years, that may cause anxiety related to the fear of potentially having cancer. And some cancers, when they are identified at screening, would have never affected morbidity or mortality of the person, leading to overdiagnosis. So, Mark, you're going to review for us a paper that was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, 2014, starts on page 330 from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Mark, what do we learn from this paper?
So this is based largely on the National Lung Cancer Screening Trial, which had over 50,000 smokers. They had age 55 to 74 years, at least 30 pack years of smoking, and they couldn't have quit more than 15 years before. And they found a significant reduction in lung cancer mortality, 16% relative reduction, and a 6.7% decrease in all-cause mortality. So the number needed to screen was around 300 for lung cancer mortality. And I think it's worth noting that they found reduced all-cause mortality. You know, we don't have that for breast cancer. We don't have that certainly for ovarian or prostate cancer. We actually don't have that for colorectal cancer, certainly not for colonoscopy, where there really haven't been randomized trials that have been completed. So, you know, it's really worth noting that there was a decrease in all-cause mortality, not just disease-specific mortality. There were a lot of false positives, and one of the key things about the National Lung Cancer Screening Trial was that they were very careful about following a very strict protocol. And so they would monitor any lesion. They would try to avoid doing a biopsy. They would try to avoid any kind of surgery. And a lot of people, while they had a false positive, it could be seen to be stable on subsequent imaging. They didn't need a biopsy. And the other thing is they had very low rates of complications with the biopsies and with the surgery. And so with the surgical treatment, they had about 1% mortality, which is lower than many centers. So as a result, one of the concerns going forward, and this was expressed probably most clearly by the American Academy of Family Physicians, is that, you know, what if we don't, you know, adhere strictly to these protocols, and what if we are doing the surgery in centers that have higher mortality, we could lose any of that benefit and we could actually do some net harm. So I think it's going to be important, you know, to, as a task force member, you know, we're charged with looking at the current best evidence. And, you know, so I think based on the current best evidence, there's a mortality benefit, there's a both disease-specific and all-cause. But, you know, I think it's going to be really important going forward to monitor how we're doing in actual clinical practice, and are we seeing similar or at least, you know, positive net benefits when this gets out into the real world.
Okay, Mark, we'll talk again next week. Thanks.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.